Learning Masech Nesivam Misnach Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. The Mishnah is discussing Shemer Yisrael V'Shekidish Ocha V'Sachaysa. But let's say one of the Yivamim was Mekandish, the sister of the Yivamim. And the Mishnah says, he's not allowed to marry her, she's considered a Chayzu Gagase. If his brother does Chalitza or Yibum, or if the Yivamim dies, then he could marry her. He's no longer Zika. However, if the Yavam dies, and now he's the only Yavam, so he has to give chalitza to the Yavama, and he has to be Megarish his wife. The Mishnah doesn't say that here, but Al Kopanim, he loses both his wife and the Yavama. And the Gemara discusses what's the din the other way. If his wife died, can he marry the Yavama? The Gemara is a machlekes because this was Hutra when she was Nephilibim, and then it was Nesra when he married his sister. And then it was Chazav Hutra when his wife died, because Achleis Isha becomes Mutter after Misa Ishtar. And Machlekes, Rav Nebuchadnezzar says, Misa Ishtar Mutter, V'yivimtai, because Yivam Hutra V'nesra V'chazav Hutra is Tagzlatei Rishay, but Shmuna Vasya old Misa Ishtar is Asir, V'yivimtai, because even Hutra V'nesra also has a din of Nesra. So as a Machlekes Rishaynim, in the gender of the Hutcha Vanessa Vachaza Vahutcha. The Rajba says the big Chiddush, it's from the Ashmata at the end of the Masechta, which the Matvisim returned to its place over here. He asks the following question. He says, what happened to the problem of Darchinaya? The Gemara says, it's impossible to say that if the husband dies and he has children, the children dry afterwards, that she's Zakak for Chalitza and Yibam, because it's not Darchinaya. Once she's Materis Lashuk, she can't become Zaka Klibim again. So why don't you say the same thing here? As long as he was Mekadeshus to her sister, she's Materis Lashuk. Now even though the Mishnah says she needs Chalitza, so really she's not Mater Lashuk, but that's Midir Abanat. Midir Aisa, she's an Achisisha, she goes out Lashuk, and Rav holds Ein Zika, so Mel according to Rav could be even Midir Abanat, she doesn't need Chalitza. So that's the Rajbis Kasha, that once she's asked to the Yavam, she should be Materis Lashuk, and then how could she become Zakuk to the Yavam again? What happened in the din of Darchi Nayam, that she's Materis Lashuk, and then she becomes Zakuk to the Yavam again? So the Rashba cleared to say that maybe the whole case is talking about where there's another brother. She's an Achisisha to one of the Yavam, there's another Yavam, so she was never Materis Lashuk, so the male is never a son of Darchi Nayam, she was Zakuk to another Yavam. But he says the sugi is not mashman that way, because the machlekes, Rav Nebuchadnezzar against Shmuel Nevasi, is going on the case where meis yavam. The Reisha says like this: the Reisha shemeis shem shkidish achav esachaisa. You tell him hamtein, and then what happens if this chalitza yibam or the yavam dies, the yavama dies, and then he can marry his wife. If the yavam dies, then he loses both. He's Maitzi Asishtei Begat Veshashu Mechalitza. And on that case, that's why he's learning the Sugya, in the case of Meis HaYivamam, I'm sorry, in the case of Meis Yavam, what happens if after the Meis Yavam, his wife dies? So it sounds like even in that case, with L'chayra, once the Yavam died, he's the only Yavam left, and now she's Materis L'shuk, Al-Kapanim, Deraisa, she's Materis L'shuk. So there should be a din of Darchei Nayim that says that she can no longer be Zakik for Yibam and Chalitza. So the Rashba says, "Mitaychach yesh li loy ma delav le meimish te yivam mezukuka loy lachetz lo liyavam." When it says that she's mutter biyavimta, it doesn't mean there's a zikas of Yibam and Chalitza. There's no din Yibam and Chalitza anymore, because me'achar she was mutaris l'shuk when his Mekanish's sister and the Yavam died, and there's no other Yavam, so she's mutaris l'shuk. There cannot be a din of Yibam and Chalitza anymore because of Darchei Nayim. So what's the din that she becomes mutatim? She l'reitz alisa yisein asurla. He can marry if he wants. And he says, and what's the reason? Why would that be mutter if there's no yim v'chalitza? He says, the kevin the b'shas tefila hutchaloi shuvi efshal asloi m'shameshesach. So the Rashi is saying a big chiddush, even though there's no yim v'chalitza, but once it's chala heter v'shesach, that's it. The heter v'shesach will stay, and she no longer can have an isser v'shesach. And that's the pshat in the man, the yom v'hutcha v'nesha v'chaza v'hutcha. And he brings a raya from the Gemara in the first parak, that Rabbi Yechanan says, "Achelut slivim debein hu bein achem en chayavim loyach halutzah karis loyal tzara karis." And he quotes the Gemara a little differently than when we have it. That since it was mutatim, they can no longer be an eshesach, can't be a karis of eshesach. So here also, came in the b'shas tefilah hutram, it's impossible to have an is eshesach anymore. And that's the pshat in Rav and Rav Chanina. Not that there's a chiv of yibam and chalitza, but there's no is eshesach. So calls man that his wife is alive, of course, is an is karis of achris isha. But Eish HaSach is gone and will never ever come back. That's the Rashba's Chiddush in the Sugya. Now we spoke about this earlier in the Yunaman days to explain the Sugya there by Chalitza, what's the Pshat of Rish Lakish Ukadayma. But that's the Rashba's Chiddush that Rav and Rav Chanina holds that Hutsh of Vanessa V'chaz Hutsh is Mut is not that there's a Chiv of Chalitza V'yibam. There can't be because it already is a Din of Darkenayim. It's a Heter. And he can marry her like anyone else. There is no Isser of Eshesach. And Mechonin asked the Gemal the Gekash in the Rashu, which I don't have a teretz to. Mechonin is in Simen Vav Eistes in the Kaivitz Aris. The Gemara early in Daf Lamed Tes wrote a pasuk that Megarish began to Machzira. The Gemara there said Machzira Pshita. And the Gemara said, Salgadai Dechamina Mitzvah Durami Rechman Alei Avda Ashitegel Mitzvah Eshesach Kamash Malan. By every Yavama, maybe after Yibam, you already did the mitzvah, you don't have to divorce her right away, but if you ever divorce her, you cannot return her because of Eish HaSach. Then the Gemara says, Ve'em Achinami. So the Gemara says, V'lekacha l'li isha, k'em isha l'kacha v'yek ishtu l'chol davar. Now, the pasuk sounds like a heter for Yibam. Yibam makes l'kacha l'li isha, Yibam makes it, k'em isha l'kacha v'yek ishtu l'chol davar. But the Rashba is saying that you have a heter of Eish HaSach even by Chalitza, and even by if she becomes an erva vachasish in the middle, which is partly because of erva, because of aleil, even then, when after chalitza, or when she became an erva, and then his wife died and she's no longer an erva, it also can't be nisa of eshesach, it's hutra. So why would you need lakacha le'isha, kevin shalakacha nasish l'choldover? The Rashi is saying, whenever you have a chalitzat of eshesach, the chalitzat of stays. It's a dechik to say, that's good for what we learn there from the pasuk, because the pasuk smash was din that yibum to zerayim. Yibum makes it that she's no longer an eish hasach. She's keishna lechol davar. But without yibum, she's not keishna lechol davar, right? And you don't have any yibum. You just now don't have any more of a zikas yibum because of the chalitza or because of the erva. And the Rashi was saying even in that case, you can't get a heter of eish hasach. I'm chana blayim shver with this kasha. But al kapanim, that's the Rashi's mahalach in the sugya. Now the Ritva holds not the way. The Dvar holds like the teretz of the Rashi was Decha. And he says that the whole din of Hutcha Vanessa Vachas of Hutcha Tangzal the Te Rishena is Dafka when there are other brothers. And he says, for Ken, he reads it ice. He says, you're going to have to say it's not going on the Sefer. The case where they said, Mesa Ishta Mao Bi Avimta is not going on the case where it was Mesa Yavam and it's Esa Ishta Begev Esa Shachar Bechalitza and then you have a Shaila Mesa Ishta Mao Bi Avimta. No. When it was Meis Yavam, that's for sure that it can no longer become Mutter in the Yavama, because since Al Kapanim in the Raisa she's Mutteris Sushuk, you'll have it in the Darche Noyim, and it's impossible for it to be Zakuk for Yibam Mechalitza anymore. The case has to be the first case, Nam Shemeris Yavam Shekita Shachav Esachaisa, where you tell him to wait. What's it did in that case if his wife died? Can he now go and be Miyabim the Yavama? And the reason why there's no Ptur of Darche Noyen is because there is another brother and she never became Mutter L'shuk. She was always Zakuk Li'im L'chitza anyway because of the other brother. So once you don't have a Ptur of Darche Noyen, then you could say Hutcha Vanessa V'chaza V'hutcha. But if there was no other Yavim and you'll have a Ptur of Darche Noyen, so everyone would agree that she can longer be Zakuk Li'im. And the Ritva's Mavur, and if she's not Zakuk Li'im, so then the Taka is an Isser Eish HaSach. But Mechanan is Masber, the Machlekes, the Rashi and the Ritva is, do you say that the Yibam is mafgir the Eish HaSach and that's it, it's gone, there is no Eish HaSach, it can never return? Or do you say that the Zikas Yibam is constantly being mafgir the Eish HaSach? It's a constant thing, b'chol rega v'rega, there's a Zikas Yibam. The Zikas Yibam, you need kesed to the Zikas Yibam to mafgir the Eish HaSach. Whenever you don't have the Zikas Yibam, you'll have the Eish HaSach. You see, fine, even when there's no Din Yibam, like my Taisus brings in the beginning of the Chaylitz, like let's say someone is ba'al and muberis and she's mapal afterwards. So we say biyum uveris lo yishma bi, it's not a yibum. But lemaisa, there's still no karis of eishes. Ach Tosfos says, because she's a yivama, she's still zakuk liyibum. He says, just like by a katan, we say a katan, there's no yibum by a katan, but there's no isra of eishes ach, because she's zakuk liyibum. But when you don't have the zikas yibum anymore, so then the eishes ach comes back. The eishes ach has never gone kasei. The coin to the Rashba, the eishes ach is knocked out by the yibum. According to the Ritva, you need the constant zikas yibum to put aside the eishes ach. Now, the Gemara says that even according to Rav, that holds that Yivam Shehudja Vanessa Vachasa Vahudja Tazla Tevishain, but according to Rabbi Elazar, that says, Kemish Amdav Shachs Be'issa Nesav Eilamis, there, you see that he holds that Hudja Vanessa Vachasa Vahudja remains Nesra. So, Machanan is Meir, I think it's Kain, Al-Kabanim is Meir Kainza. And according to the Ritva, the shaila of Hutcha Vanessa Vachaz Hutcha is a shaila in Hilcha Zikas Yibum. Could a Zikas Yibum that was originally there, but then was Mufka, could it come back? Could the Zikas Yibum return? So that's Mamish, the same case of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar is Isur Mishayinim Apilim. He marries, someone marries a woman, that makes a Zikas Yibum, Isur Mishayinim Apilim. Then he's Megarish her, so the Zikas Yibum was cut off. And now he returns her, so the Zikas Yibum is back. So that's the shaila. Could it come back? Could the Zikas Yibum that was there and went off come back? It's the same thing. She had a Zikas Yibum. Here's Makadash's sister. And now that cut off the Zikas Yibum from him. And now the one who's Makadash dies, the sister dies. Same Shaila, could the Zikas Yibum come back? That's the Machlokes Gufa. Rav and Evchanina hold the Zikas Yibum come back. Shmuel Nevasi hold doesn't come back. But according to the Rashba, that anyone's masking the Zikas Yibum does come back. And what's up Shad in Rav Reb Chanina? That the Chalois Heter of Eishes Ach, once it's Chal, the Heter of Eishes Ach can't be an Eishes Ach anymore. So what does it have to do with Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Elazar was never a Chalois Heter of Eishes Ach, even if you hold the Surah Mishayinim Apilim, it's just there was a Schaivus of Yibum, a potential Schaivus of Yibum. And then Alidei the Gerishin, then a Schaivus of Yibum got cut off. But it's not the pshat is a heter of Eishes Ach that would claim that once it's a chalais heter of Eishes Ach, so that heter would stay even when there's no yibum anymore. So what does it have to do with Rabbi Elazar? As I say the erech fekt Rabbi Chanan. But I think the teretz is pashit. And we spoke about this in Afyinim of Beis, the Bruder of Reuven Gruzovsky that says this. According to the Rashba, what's the machlokes Rav and Rav Chanina and Shmuel and Rav Asi? Rabbi Mechanina is saying that it's mutter, not that she's zakuk liyibum v'chalitza. He's saying the chalais heter eishes ach doesn't come back. What does Shmuel and Rav Asi hold? Is it pshat that Shmuel and Rav Asi just doesn't hold it as you say b'chlal? They hold like the Ritva that you need the zikas yibum kaseder to yimater eishes ach. That's good for the machlokes. So then you have a good kasha. But we said then you can learn out that way. Shmuel and Rav Asi also the etzim would hold that way. Shmuel Nevasi also could hold like Rabbi Yechanan that the Achen and the Tzoras and Achayiv, Achen, Bein the Yavin, the Achem, and Achayiv, Loyal, Chutzah, Karis, Loyal, Tzorah, Karis. Now they hold as a clown of Nesra. Even according to the Rashba, when she's an Achesisha B'Shas Nefila, she's of course an Eishes Ach. The fact she's an Achesisha B'Shas Nefila gives her a din of Nesra. So Shmuel Nevasi just told that Nesra doesn't only have to be Chal B'Shas Nefila. There's a chalais of Nesra even after Shas Nefila. Hutcha Vanessa is also Nesra. But you need the Nesra to give it a din of Eishes Ach. They also mask him if the Eishes Ach is gone, even though you have no Yibum, you still have the Eishes Ach. You still have the Heter of Eishes Ach. But that's Kol Kama, you don't have the Nesra. But there's an Ayah chalais of Nesra, that the fact that she's an Erev gives a din of an Eishes Ach Shleish Leibanim, which according to Shmuel Nevasi happened even by Hutcha Vanessa. So that's Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar holds you can have a Nesra even before the actual Nefila of even before he died, because it's through Mishainim Apilim. So Koshkein, there could be a Nesra by Hutcha Vanessa. That's what the Gemara discusses. But it's not the Pshat, this is what I'm reading ice, that even according to the Rajbah, it's not the Pshat that Rav and Rav Chanina hold the Rajbah's Yisayin, and Shmuel Nevasi don't hold the Rajbah's side. Otherwise, Rabbi Elazar wouldn't be Negeya. The pshat is that the Rashi's Yisayin is only when you don't have Nesra. Nesra comes and says that you don't have the Heter of Eishes Ach. So that's the chiddush of Hutcha v'Nesra, that even in case it was Hutta Metchila, but the Nesra could make back the Issa V'Eishas Achas of Din of Nesra, and that's what the Gemara wants from Rabbi Elazar. We spoke this out in Afyuna Mebeis from the Chidushi Rabbi Ruvain, Simin Vav. Now it comes out that there are two nafkamina halachas between the Rashi and the Ritva, halacha l'maisa. One is, let's say there were no other Yavamim. You have a Shemeris Yavam, Shekid Shacha V'Sachaisa, and there were no other Yavamim. So she's Muteris L'shuk. And now, his wife dies. So both the Rashi and the Ritva agree that there's no Zikas Yivim V'Chalitza. We'll see, Midir Abanan there is. Midir Abanan, since we hold Yesh Zika, there is a Din Chalitza. But Midir Aisha, there's no Zikas Yivim V'Chalitza. But according to the Rashma, if she wants, he can get married to her. According to Ritva, there's an Issa Eishasach She'esh Labanim, it's an Issa Eishasach of Karis when they get married to her. The whole din of Hutcha V'Nesa V'Chaz of Hutcha, Ritva is only Zesting Nine, only in the case where there are brothers. And it was Loi Nidcha, so you didn't have a Ptur Midiraisa, there's no din of Darkei Nayam. So that's why you say Hutcha V'Nesa V'Chaz of Hutcha. But let's say there are no other brothers, he's the only brother. According to Ritva, there's an Issa Deraisa for them to get married. You would talk a Nichalitza according to Ritva, Midrabanan, because since he was Makadesh Achay Zukuka, like the Mishnah says, Maitzis Yivin to the Chalitza, even though she's an Achesisha, but Midrabanan, we don't allow the Kedushas Namafki Azikam. We spoke about this in the second parak, on Nafyat Chesim and Beis. But there would be an Issa to get married. According to the Rashba, even if there are no other brothers, that's how he learns. That's the Gemara's case. The case is when the Yavam died, he's the only brother left, and then his wife died, and on that was saying, Hutcha V'Nesa V'Chaz of Hutcha, she's Mutter. That's why the Rashba says, it can't be the Zechi of Chalitza V'Yim, because that would be a problem with Arkanayim, but there'd be a Heter. But according to Ritva, it's an Issacharis, it's an Issacharis, it's an that's one Nafkamina Lahalacha. A second Nafkamina Lahalacha is when you're not Nidcha Mehay Besa. There, according to the Ritva, the Biachiv, he'd have a din, the Biachiv Chalitza and Yim from him also. But the Rashba holds that Hutcha V'Nesa doesn't make a Chiv Yim Chalitza. So there would be no Chiv Yim Chalitza from him. So if now, let's say the other brother, the other Yavim died, according to Ritva, she'd have a Chiv Chalitza V'Yim from him. According to the Rashba, no. Once he was Nidcha from Chalitza V'Yimim, he doesn't get back a Chiv. The whole din of Hutcha V'Nesa V'Chaz of Hutcha is that he's Mutter without the din of Chalitza V'Yim, but the din of Chalitza V'Yim is gone. So there's an interesting exchange between Reb Chaim Leizer and Achi Ezer and the Chazanish and Reb Aharon. Reb Chaim Leizer had written a tshuva which he printed in Achi Ezer, Chelek Aleph, Simen Aleph, but before he printed it, he had sent it to both, apparently he had sent it to both the Chazanish and to Reb Aharon Kotler, and it seems Shneim Kimlu L'davar Echad for a lot of it. And he comments on the there's a tshuva that's a chelek aleph siman aleph, that was the original tshuva that he wrote, and he comments on their ha'aris on that tshuva in chelek aleph siman lamed aleph. The letter is apparently written to the Chazanish. He doesn't write any names in the Achiezer, but from the Achiezer chelek aleph, they wrote the Chazanish had apparently responded to this letter. So apparently this letter was written to the Chazanish, and he quotes Chacham Echad in the letter, and that's apparently Reb Aharon Kotler, because Reb Aharon Kotler's response to the Tshuva Chelek Aleph is printed in Shal's Tshuva's Mishnah Zerbayan Evan Ezra Simon Samad Dalet, and it's also printed in Mishnah Zerbayan on Yevamis in Milum Simon Tess. A very interesting machlokes in the Shach Levitai, which we'll explain here. Reb Chaim Leizer says that a variety from the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kufnan Tess, Siv Zayin, that we don't pass like the Rashba. He says it like pretty much Derech Agav while he's discussing the Rashba. Then the Shulchan Aruch, it's Mavur, we don't pass like the Rashba, because the Shulchan Aruch says like this, that by a Shemeris Yavam Shekidish Achav Esachaisa, he's not allowed to marry her, we pass like a Midah Memeserah, like the Gemara says. If his Arusa dies, the Shulchan Aruch's Lashon is Chazeris HaYavam LeHetera, Ratzah Chaloitz, Ratzah Miyabe. Then the Yavama goes back to her Heter, Ratzah Chaloitz, Ratzah Miyabe. Sagta Reb Chaim Leizer, according to the Rashba, it's not Ratzah Chaloitz, Ratzah Miyabe. The Chalitz of Yivam is not Nisayir again. There's no din chalitza in Yibam. It's just a heter to get married. And the Shulchan Aruch says clearly, Ratzah chalitza, ratzah miyamin. That when his wife dies, he can either do chalitza or Yibam. Vayishas, there is a din chalitza v'yibam. So you see from the Shulchan Aruch, does not paskin like the Rashba. So the Chazon Ish and Rav Aaron said it's not a Raya B'chlal. Because the whole Rashba was discussing the Din D'Oraisa. I mean, D'Oraisa, since he's married to a sister, she does not need Chalitza V'Ibim, and that was his whole Kasha. So how could the Chalitza V'Ibim come back? It's a problem with Darkei Nayim. So then he says, it's Chiddush. Chazon Teirishin means that there's no Eseishasach, but there is no Chalitza V'Ibim. But the Mishnah says she does need Chalitza. That's Midrabanan. Because there is a din, that since he was Mekadosh after she was Nifal Yibam, we don't allow this Kedushin to Mefgiyah the Zika. We consider the Zika to still be there, and she needs Chalitza. So that's the point. Avada she needs Chalitza. The Machalikis Rav and Rav Chanina that says she's Mutter, and Shmuel and Rav Asi that says she's Aser, according to both of them, she would need Chalitza. But according to Rav and Chanina, you can actually marry her, midarabanan, midaraisa, all it is a marriage. Midarabanan, that's the same thing as if you had done Yibam. On the darabanan take a level that she needs chalitza, who would then when you marry her, since it's a hetter to marry her anyway, that would be ki'ilu you did Yibam. On the daraisa take a level, there's no chalitza and no Yibam. As opposed to Shmuel or Vasi that would say, no, you have an isra'i shesach. You can't marry a b'chlal. And then you just have to do chalitza. So when the Shulchan says, Ratzah Chalitz, Ratzah Miyabim, it doesn't mean Midaraisa Nischalitza V'Yibim, it means Midarabana Nischalitza V'Yibim. That's what the Chazon Ish and Rav Aaron respond to Rav Chaim Eizer. We have no Raya from the Shulchan Aruch that we don't pass on like the Rashba. Rav Chaim Eizer, in Simon Lamed Daled, he says that the Beis Meir also says that's the Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, that Ratzah Chalitz, Ratzah Miyabim means Midarabana. But he says that the Lashon Ratzah Chalitz, Ratzah Miyabim sounds like it's a real Yibim. Because if it wouldn't be a real Yibam, so B'Shegig or L'Shem's list, it wouldn't work. You'd have to have L'Shem Kedushin, so Mela, and the Shulchan Aruch is not Mashma that way. But that's one exchange. Now there's another very interesting Machlekes of Chaim Eizer and of Aaron Cutler in Pshat and the Rambam. And there's a few things that are negated to this Shaila. The Rambam quotes a Mishnah. He says, Echam ni'evam shekiddush achayis yivimtai yitalam hamtein. He's not allowed to marry her. If one Yivam was Mekadosh Achayis Yivimtei Sachayis Akuka, that's the din of the Mishnah, Im Lehamtein. And he says, if either there was Yivam Chalitza Baidam by one of the brothers, or if the Yivam had died, he could be married his Arusa. That's the case of the Mishnah. Chalitza Acha Vekansi Ichne Sesishtei, Meis Ramichne Sesishtei. But then he says like this. This is the Lashon. Then he says also, he says, if the Yavam died, that's all the Mishnah. Then he writes, the Mesa Arisasa, let's say his wife died, that's the case of Mesa Ishtai, and he writes like this, Bein Shemesa Kaidim Misa Sa'achin, Bein Shemesa La'acha Misasam, Chosha Hevam Letera, Viratza Chelet Shretzim Miyabe. That's the Lashon of the Rambam. His Arusa died, whether his Arusa died before the brothers died or after the brothers died, in either case, she becomes Mutter and Ratzah Chelet Ratzah Miyabim. So before we start, the Rambam says clearly that if all the brothers died and she's still alive, so there's no other brothers left, and she's an Achis Isha, and then the Arusa dies, he says, Chazeh Evamal Etera. So I think that's very clearly not like the Ritva. He clearly is matir the Yavam to be Miyadam the Yavama, even though she was Itchim Ha'ideis Lagamri. He was the only Yavam left, and she was an Ervit to him. And he says, Ratzel Chelet, Ratzel Miyadam. The Ritva holds not that way. The Ritva holds this is an Eishas Ach, Sheyesh Lebanim. The Ritva holds if none of the brothers are left, he's the only one. Then midaraisa she's materis l'shuk and al darchei noyim she'll never be oimer for yibam v'chalitza again. And the Dva doesn't hold that the Rashba's yisayin that even without yibam v'chalitza she's mutter because the eishes ach is gone. So you see al kopanim the Rambam doesn't hold like the Ritva. But Rav Aaron tells the Chab, why did the Rambam only tell you the case when the brothers died? What happens if the brothers are still alive? Strange Rambam. Let the Rambam just say, in Mesa Risasai, Chazi Avam Latev, Ratzachel, Tretzim Yabin. Why did he say, Bein Shemesa Kaidim Misas Achen? Bein Shemesa Lachem Misasan. The brothers are all dead, and then he says, Chazi Avam Latev, Ratzachel, Tretzim Yabin. But what if the brothers are still alive? Why would those be the same thing if Ratzach Chalitz Ratzim Yabim? What did Rambam say that for? Rambam's an appellate. So Byron says, because the Rambam holds like the Rashba, and the Rambam holds that for him, he'll never be able to do Midaraisa even in Chalitza. And again, Rav Aaron's going to learn the Rambam the same way he learned the Shulchan Aruch, that Ratzach Yam Ratzach Chalitz means the Rabbana. Midaraisa, there's no din of even Chalitza, because since she was an Erev Atim and there were no other brothers, if the brothers died before his Arusa died, so there's no other brother, she's Mataris Lashuk, so Midaraisa there's no din of even Chalitza. And what's the din of Yivim Mechalitza? The din of Yivim Mechalitza is Midarabana. Since he was Mekadesh, his sister, after she died, so Midarabana is the din that Kedushin is not Mafkiya the Zika, she remains Zokotim, and that's why there's din Chalitza, more like we explained in the beginning of the second parak. So for Aksak the Kasha, why don't we also talk about a case where the brothers are still alive? Why are we only discussing a case where the brothers are dead? Zokotim Baran Akvaldi Gechidish. Hey, Yais, the Rashba holds, he says, you see the Rambam holds like the Rashba. And Yais and Lefi the Rashba, Midaraisa, there's no Din Yim Vachalitza. The Din Yim Vachalitza is the Rabbanan. Midaraisa is just a heter to get married. That heter to get married can only be if there are no more brothers alive anymore. If there are brothers that are alive, so she's Zakat to Yim Vachalitza because of the brothers. And he, who she was an Achisisha to him, so he lost the Din Yim Vachalitza. And he never regains the din of Yivim Mechalitza. He just gets a heder. So he can't do Yivim Mechalitza. So Zokter Baron, so he's Miyabim her. So he's doing the Issa of Yivam Lashuk. She's Zokot to the brothers. She's not Zokot to him. She's Mutter to him. There's no Dinesh Asach. But she's the Yivam Lashuk. So he won't be able to marry her. So practically, Midar Abanan Yinid Chalitza, practically she'll remain Asa to him. And he can't do Chalitza either. Only they could do Chalitza. So as long as the brothers are alive, he's not going to marry her. Neither I so. He's away from the Issa of Yivam Lashuk. His Chalitza is also worthless. Even though his wife is there, she's not an Achis Isha. But since it was a Ptur Yivam Chalitza, that will never get back. Hucha means there's no Issa Shazach. But there is an Issa Yivam Lashuk. As I said, Tevar in a Gavaldi Gechidish in the Rambam. So Rabbi Chaim Eisa says, there in Simon Lamed Aleph, nah. You can't say there's an Issa of Yivam Lashuk. The Issa of Yivam Lashuk comes from the Ishus of the Mace. The Ishus of the Mace continues to Asral Yivam Lashuk. You can't Asra on one of the brothers Yivam Lashuk. If there's no Din Eishasach, because the Eishasach was Hutter, so who and then the Yivam Lashuk will be Mutter also. So he wants to say, according to the Rashba, comes a very interesting. They're both ending on that according to the Rashba, even when she's light itcha mehai besa, but you won't get a chiyuv chalitza v'yivam again. Now Rabbi Aaron holds that mikayach that according to the Rashba, when the brothers are still alive, so she's light itcha mehai besa, and for him there's no din chalitza v'yivam, so he's now in a married pashtal tzivam ulashuk. And if Chaim Meisa says no, Yivam ulashuk is not going to aser on him, because once you have the heter of the eishasach, the Ishus of the Mace doesn't ask her, that would take care of Yivam Lashuk as well. And therefore, if he wants, he can marry her. Aye, there's no Chalitza V'Yibam. He says, well, once he marries her, so she'll be Nesra on the brothers, she'll be Nisa Erva on the brothers, and that'll be Mafkiya the Chalitza V'Yibam. Because he says like this, he says very interesting. Taisus and Daftez Zayin asked the following question. According to the Man Yom, Kedushin is Tavsim on Yivam Lashuk. If anyone's Makadashi Yivam Lashuk, why don't you say the erva of Eishes Ish, then now she's Mekadeshes to someone, she mafkia the Yibam Mechalitza. And she'll be no Yibam Mechalitza once she's Mekadeshes to someone else. So come to you could really circumvent Yibam Lefiza. Then just have the Yivam be Mekadeshes to someone, there's no Issa to be Mekadeshes, and the Kedushin is Chal, and now she's an Eishes Ish. And now she can't do Yivam Mechalitza, she's an Ervevashis Ish. Ervevashis Ish, why isn't that Mefki Yivam Mechalitza? As a frick, Taisus Akash and after Zayin of Adalaf. Now Taisus answers two Tirutzim. One is, he could always be Megayrasher. An Erva which you yourself could be Mefki, the Erva won't make an Esra. That won't make an Issa Erva. Normally, if each is an Erva, there's no way for anyone to take off the Erva. So the Erva is Mefki the Yivam, you learn it from Alea. But the Ervevashis Ish, the same guy is Mekadosh, she can be Megarisha, and then she won't be an Erev anymore. such an erva is not mafkir yibum v'chalitza. That's the first text. Second text is, it's a pasuk. Loisihiyeh eishes hameisa chutz l'ishzar. And the one that says the kedushin is tevsin on yivam l'shuk, holds that loisihiyeh means that there could be kedushin, right? And the pasuk saying loisihiyeh means even on yidei kedushin she can't be l'ishzar. The pasuk's being mechadish that an eishes ish is not going to be mafkir the yibum. But in this case, where the brothers have a chiyuv yibum mechalitza, and this brother was mekadesh his sister, and he's mafkir himself yibum mechalitza, and now the one who's mekadesh dies. So now, according to the Rashba, he has no yibum mechalitza, this particular brother. So if he would go and marry her, because she's meteris then, right? Chaim Meiz is saying she's not yivam l'shuk. Chaim Meiz holds she can't be yivam l'shuk if the Eishes Ach is mutter to him. So now you don't have either of Taisa's two terutzim. You don't have the teretz that's Efshe Begerishon, because even if he's Megarisha, she's Gushes Achiv. The Erev of Eishes Ach to the other brothers will remain. And you don't only see Eishes Mitzvah Kutzel Lejzar, he's not Lejzar. Hazakir B'chayim Lezer, if you have, according to the Rashba, if the brothers are still alive, and he's Mekadish's sister, and then the sister dies, so now it's Hutcher to him, but there's no Yim V'chalitza, he's allowed to marry her, and when he marries her, it's part of the whole Yim V'chalitza, because now she's an Erev to all the brothers, she's an Eishes Ach. So according to Reb Chaim Eizer, why did the Rambam only discuss the case where the brothers died? He said the Rambam is quoting the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about the case where the brothers died. That's how the Rashba learns the Gemara. That in the case of Hutcha v'nesha v'chazav Hutcha is a case where the brothers died. But Reb Chaim Eizer's Mavur Midvarav holds that the Rambam is a third shita. Like we said, the Rambam can't hold of the Ritva, because the Rambam is clear that when the brothers died, before the wife died, she's also mutter to him, even though she became mutter l'shuk. But he's not the Rashba either, because Reb Chaim Eizer holds, and when the Rambam says that Ratzah Yam, Ratzah Lachlitz, he means Midaraisa. He means it's a Yim V'chalitza Midaraisa. That by Hutcha V'nesha V'chazah V'hutcha, you go back to the Zikas Yim V'chalitza Midaraisa. I don't know how Reb Chaim Eizer is going to answer L'dasa Rambam, the Kasha, that what happened to Darchei Noyim. But this is the Machlekes of Byron and Reb Chaim Eizer in the Dasa Rambam. Reb Byron learns that Ratzah Yim, Ratzah Lachlitz means Midarabonim. Midaraisa, the Rambam holds like the Rashba. That once it was Nesertin, there's no Yim V'chalitza. The Hutcher is only a Hutcher in the Eishes Ach, but there's no Yim V'chalitza left him. So that's why the Rambam only says the case where the brothers died. Because if the brothers are alive, he can't be Mi'abim her. He certainly can't be Chalitzer, because Midaraisa, there's no Chalitza, and she needs Chalitza because of the brothers. He can't be Mi'abim her, because she's a Yivam Alashuk. But when the brothers died, so Midaraisa, he has no Din Yim V'chalitza. There are no other brothers. She's part of Lagamri. Why does she need Yim V'chalitza? Midarabanan. Because since he was Mekadesh, his sister, after the Zika, we say that Kedushin is not Mefkiya Zika, and Midarabanan, we don't recognize her as an Achaisisha fully, and Mamela, she still needs Chalitza. And since Hutcha V'nesha V'chazah Hutcha, and Midaraisa is Mutter for to get married, so Midarabanan, that could be considered Yibum. That's where Rabbi Aaron learns the Rambam. But Reb Chaim Eizer says no. And the Rambam says Yim V'chalitza, he means the Reis of the Yim V'chalitza. And the Rambam is the third Shita. The Rambam holds that he gets back the Zikas Yim V'chalitza, Hutcha V'nesha V'chaz Hutcha, not like the Rashba. And the Rambam also is not like the Ritva. Even when she's part of the Gami, even when the brothers died before she died, she goes back to Yim V'chalitza, and I'm not sure how he answers that. Now, one more Gevaldig in Akuda. The Stipler has a shtickle to explain to Machlokes Reb Chaim Meiz and Reb Aaron Cutler about this interesting Zach, Lefid the Rashba, that once he lost the Yim V'chalitza, he doesn't get back to Yim V'chalitza. Hutcha V'nesha V'chaz Hutcha just means that he can marry his Stam, he doesn't have the Issa V'esha Zach. And Reb Aaron says in Lefid Zef, the brothers are still alive, he can't marry her because she's the Yivam L'shuk. And Reb Chaim Meiz said, no, how could she be Yivam L'shuk? Once there's a heter to him, it's at the Isha to the brother, she can't be Yivam L'shuk. So Zach the Stipler arguing about the site of the Issa of Yivam L'shuk. There's a Chakir from Yosef Engel. The Asman der Iser of Yosef Engel says the Chakir like this. What's the din of the issi of Amal Ashuk? Is that a hemshech of the isser of the Eishes Hanes? Is that what Yivamul Ashuk is? That when he doesn't have children, his misa is not matter. I mean, it's downgraded. It's not any more chenek. It's not any more kares. But it's a lois to say, until she gets chalitza and ibum. But the isser that's there of Yivamul Ashuk is just a hemshech of the isser of the Eishes Ish. Or no, the isser Eishes Ish is gone. He's the Baal is dead. There is no isser Eishes Ish. There's a naya isser because of the din zik of the chalitza even of the yava. Zak the Steifla, if Chaim Eis apparently holds it the first sat. So Meili holds, and again everyone else in the world is an isser of Yivam Lashuk. But he, Fakert, she was mutted to him. He was one of the people she was mutted to. And that heter remains, even though there's no Yivam Lachalitza. So you can't ask out Yivam Lashuk. The Ishus of the Mace can't ask it to him. It became mutter. But if Aaron holds, like the other sat, no. The Zika of the Yavam masses. So what the Ishus of the Mace was mutter. But the Zika to the Yavam, he doesn't have a Dinyim V'chalitza. He doesn't have an Isser Eishes Ach. Neither does anyone else in the world. But he has no Dinyim V'chalitza. So as long as it's a Zika, it's Yim V'chalitza to the brother. That's what asks to the brother. So that's the Machalikas of Chaim Eiz and Rabbarin, the Asman der Eishes Chakira. The Asman der Eishes says, the Gemara in Kedushin's Mashma the Gemara discusses it. Because the Gemara there says, the Mali Yavamish Kane ain't Eisra Matira. The one that asked it is not being matter. Right? The mace is asking her and the oven's being matter. The Gemara answers, Amar Vashi, Hanan, the Yavam Mace of the Yavam Sharila. No. The Yavam's asking her and the oven's matter. The Hadman it was, it's the mace that asks her. And the oven's matter, it's ain't Eisra Matira. But the Maskana is, the Yavam asks her. That's the Charitatut Stadim Nechakira. In Gidden Nafe Gimel, he says, it's even more Mefurish. The Gemara asks the Kashya on something. Heichem etzina shizei esev is emetir. How could it be that one person asks another person is matir? The Gemara says, v'loi, v'rei yavama, d'bal esev yavam matira. So the Gemara says, no, hasem yavam u'degasle, dimi bal ashaye v'kayma. Mamish clearly like the second side. As far as the Baal's concerned, she's mutter. It's only the yavam that's being matir. So both Gemaras, Kedushin daf yadalit and Gidin daf yagim, will sound like the maskanus ha-Gemara is that this is not coming from the Baal. He brings that the Beis Meir and the Baruch Tam and Siman Kuf Chaf Aleph argue about this Nakuda. Is this coming from the Baal? Is this coming from the Yavam? He brings also an Ar Zeruah that explains that's the Machlekes of Chalitza's Kasha by night. The Gemara says the Shaz Chalitza's Ketchilas Din or Kegmar Din. So Ar Zeruah, Siman Tavshim Heim explains like this, that if the Is is coming from the Baal, so the Chalitza is like a Gemar Din. So it's Mutta by night. If the Is is coming from the Yavam, Chalitza is like a Tchilas Din, so it's Asa by night. We pass in the mice, it's us awesome at night, that would also be a shtickle raya, that we pass in the issus coming from the oven like a baron.